Now
we will study selected excerpts from the sources on the topic of work above reason. Continuing with excerpt number 15. Excerpt number 15 from Rabash. These candles are sacred. And the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of Kedusha, sanctity. And what joy he would feel then. Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work of in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is suitable for one who is serving a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in a work of above reason, that it will be as important to the person as if he already has reason. Again?
I don't see any questions coming, so perhaps again. It's a very important matter. This is something we can actually execute right now, what he writes here, so please.
So again, excerpt 15 from Rabash, these candles are sacred. And the most important is the prayer. That is, one must pray to the Creator to help him go above reason. Meaning that the work should be with gladness, as though he has already been rewarded with the reason of sanctity, Kedusha. And what joy would he feel then? Likewise, he should ask the Creator to give him this power, so he can go above the reason of the body. In other words, although the body does not agree to this work in order to bestow, he asks the Creator to be able to work with gladness, as is fitting for one who serves a great king. He does not ask the Creator to show the greatness of the Creator, and then he will work gladly. Rather, he wants the Creator to give him joy in the work of above reason, that it will be as important to the person as if he already has reason.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Rav, according to what it says here in the text, we should ask for joy, gladness in the work above the body.
Yes.
I thought that gladness is a result. It's something that we should ask for.
But you can ask for it, certainly. Now, according to your outcomes, you have no joy. You're not in the quality of bestowal at all. Rather, you want to have it. You want the Creator to give you the ability to bestow, and that you will bestow and be happy for it. You want that to happen.
Of course, I wanted to be this way, but...
No, you want this to happen above your desire. And to be happy that you're above your own desire.
Beseda.
All right.
Jerusalem.
Maze simcha lemala me'adat.
What is joy above reason?
It's where, according to my desire, I am in a certain state, but I want to be above my desire.
So what am I happy about? Where?
I'm happy because I'm trying to bestow contentment upon the Creator through the friends. It's as is written to us in the article Matan Torah or in the Avud, what the servant needs, the master must give to the servant. And so that's how we want to meet those demands. The demands of everyone else, and through them to reach the Creator.
Beseder.
All right.
Petach Tikva 31.
Petach Tikva 31.
Rav, samti lev sheliot me'al haratzon.
I noticed that being above my desire is actually to awaken the friends, to perform even the smallest actions in order to make a friend happy or the whole ten. And then it creates awakening and joy. Is this what it means, that we actually need to actually perform even a tiny effort in order to awaken? And then we get it multiplied several times.
No problem. Yes, correct.
A prayer?
No, you asked.
Yes.
All right, Baltia.
Good morning, Rav. Thanks. I wanted to scrutinize. Maybe it's impossible to perform any action in spirituality without feeling joy.
That is correct. Otherwise, it's coercion, and there's no coercion in spirituality.
So, we ask only joy for this, or what do we need forces for then? It's the same thing.
Joy from an act of bestowal is an indication that you're truly bestowing. You cannot give and cry. It doesn't mean that you're giving.
Moldova. Lo shomim.
We can't hear you, Moldova.
А, вот сейчас. Сейчас слышно, да? Доброе утро, Рав. Во время урока, вот во время встречи...
Good morning, Rav. During the lesson or during a meeting with a friend in the ten, should I artificially show them that I'm in joy?
You must show the friends that you're happy, even if you're not happy, even if you're crying. Towards the friends, you must show that you're happy. Who didn't I have asked yet?
United VG Free. United VG Free.
Сказано, чтобы человеку было важно, как будто у него уже есть знание. Говорится о намерении.
It says that it should be important for a person as though he has reason. Does that mean intention?
Kiev 1.
Слышно меня? Слышно, да? Да, дорогой Рав, вот он здесь пишет, он не просит Творца,
что... Dear Rav, he writes here that he doesn't ask of the Creator to show his greatness. What does it mean? Do I hide from the Creator? I don't want his revelation, I only want to work.
Well, I don't know how to explain this. If the Creator showed each and everyone his greatness, the Creator's greatness, then everyone would be servants. Everyone would want to come close to do something. It's clear. The greatness of the Creator will compel them to do that. So, in order to avoid compelling them and making of them beasts, but rather making human beings of them, Bnei Adam, there is a concealment. We don't want to love some greatness and the power of the Creator. Rather, we want to respect His quality, the quality of bestowal, His quality of bestowal. And that's what we need to come close to and respect and come to resemble. So, I'm not some adherent, some devotee. I'm not a servant or a slave. I'm a friend. Chaver, from the word chibur, connection. Equal to the Creator, a partner.
Можно сказать, что то, что я почитаю, вот это свойство отдачи, это как бы свет хасадим, а вот величие...
So can we say that by respecting, honoring the light of, the quality of bestowal, that's light of hasadim, and the greatest of the creator is chokhmah, or...
Yes, correct. Very well. So who... Italy won.
Sì, buongiorno. Diciamo che non c'è costrizione nella spiritualità. Qual è la differenza tra la
We say that there is no coercion in spirituality. So what is the difference between coercion and labor?
במקום שיש נגיעה,
where there is exertion,
אדם צריך לעשות כפייה לעצמו.
In the same place a person must coerce himself. He coerces his ego. You coerce it until it says, I want to. How does it say, I want to? Well, by forcing oneself, one receives, by coercing himself, he receives the reforming light and turns into, in order to bestow.
Good morning, teacher. What is the work towards the group if I'm in equivalence with the Creator?
Повтори.
Again.
Состояние скрытия. Если я на равных с Творцом, ну, это состояние...
In the state of concealment.
Где тут группа и в чем моя работа? Я ничего не вижу, не ощущаю.
Where is the group there and in my work? I don't see anything, I don't feel anything. I'm like blind.
I don't understand you. I don't understand what you're trying to say. I need to achieve adhesion with the Creator. In order to achieve adhesion, I need to achieve a connection with the friends. The friends are right in front of me. More or less, I understand where I am with respect to them and they with respect to me and how we can connect together and so on. So we need to achieve a connection with the friends. I think we understand the means, we understand the goal. Just do the work, all of you, and that's it. Where are we, Gena?
We read excerpt 15.
Wait, we have Azerbaijan.
Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос такой. Можно ли, как говорится и в статье, что вера становится знанием? Да?
Like it says in the article, we can reach the fact that faith becomes reason, and we can actually see the end of the action. That the Creator created creation in order to delight it. Can we renew this observation each time that He is good and doing good? The end result is in the initial thought.
Yes, you can think like that, where at the conclusion of every correct action, we attain the Creator's, the good who does good, to some extent in our corrected vessels, which were just corrected. Yes, that's how we should understand it happening. Rehovot.
Rabash writes that the work should be in joy as though he were already rewarded with reason of with sanctity. Many times I feel the opposite, specifically hatred. How do I get hold of this situation and replace it?
I didn't follow.
It says here that the work should be in joy as though he was rewarded already with reason of sanctity. He should be in joy as though I'm a Kabbalist already, I went through everything.
And if you're not in that, you need to work on it. And then, when you reach this state where you determine that you have joy from the spiritual work, from that point, you truly begin the spiritual work. You can't cry and say, thank you very much. That doesn't happen.
No. Ну, бо на це піти хамеш.
Петахтиква 5.
If the entire system is deterministic completely, he gave a law that cannot be breached. What does it mean there's no coercion? What exactly does it mean that there's no coercion?
It's because of the concealment. Deterministically, well, it's correct, yes. It's all one plus one. It's very clear cut. But because there's the concealment, there is no one plus one here. It's not clear where the other one is and what's the outcome.
That's why I don't understand how it can be that there's no concealment. That concealment is cancelled.
The concealment is revoked on the condition that you yourself make concealment over yourself. There is no such thing where the vessel is open to the light. There's always a restriction, masach, screen, reflected light. Those things never go away, never disappear. Latin 5.
Latin 5.
Rav, en el segmento anterior de la clase, hablamos que la alegría se presenta solo tras...
In the previous part of the lesson, we said that joy comes only after we achieve or attain the vessels of bestowal.
Yes.
Para alcanzar la fe por encima de la razón.
Now... We said we need to have joy during the work in order to achieve the above reason. So are there different forms of joy?
Of course there are different forms of joy, yes. So we will continue to Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah.
Shall we sing together?
בליבי תמיד איתי בנשמתי אלך איתך באשר תלכי את האור את קבוצתי את המקלט מרס יסי האפלה בך אני זאת בך התקווה להאיר את אור האהבה בתוך ליבי אשא אותך תמיד חי עבורך בהווה ובעתיד בורא עולם שמור נא עליה ברחמך רוח ועוצמה בניגונייך מפלסים לכל החי מעוף לעליונים שעל כנפייך הם מרננים החום שבך ממיס גבולות בתוך ליבי לחטופה לכל המכות שנוחתות ולא פוסקות בתוך ליבי אשא אותך תמיד חי עבורך בהווה ובעתיד בורא עולם שמונה עליה ברחמך
Baby.